Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak and beginning of the second parak of Maseches Midos. We're up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Umakom Hayisham Amal Amal. We're continuing to describe the Beis Hamokad and all of the. So we said that in the Beis Hamokad, you had the Kohanim that had the Maftechos Biyadam that were sleeping on the ledges of the Beis Hamokad. So there was a space that in the Beis Hamokad that was one Amma by one Amma, Vitavla Shel Shayish, and it had a tile made out of marble that covered over that space. And had like a ring, sort of like a handle to lift up the tile. And attached to the other side of the tile, there was a chain with the keys that was hanging from that chain. When it came time to lock the Zara, they picked up the tile using the handle, and they took the keys from the chain. And the Kohen locked the door from the inside, and a Levi was sleeping on the outside of the Beis Hamokad until it was time for him to do his Shmira. He couldn't sleep on a Shmira, otherwise he'd get his clothing burnt and he'd get beat up, like we learned about. When the Kohen finished locking the door, he put the keys back on the chain and he put the tile back into place. And then he put his sleeping bag on top of that tile, I don't know if it was a sleeping bag, whatever, his sheets and stuff, and he went to sleep in order to protect the keys throughout the night. If one of the Kohanim who was sleeping in the Beis Hamokad became a Balkari, because he went to sleep there, so if he became a Balkari during the night, he would go through a tunnel that went underneath the Beis Hamikdash, and it was lit up with candles on each side, until he got to the place where he was able to go to the mikveh, and then he would go back through the tunnel and go back in to the Beis Hamokad, where he would stay until the morning. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov amar b'misiba halechas tachas hachel, that he would go through a tunnel that was under the chel and out to the harabayis, and he stayed there. Yotzei v'holich lo betadi, and when the gates were opened, he would leave the harabayis and go through the shar hatadi. Remember, we said that the shar hatadi wasn't used for the general public; it was a way for a Kohen to be able to sneak out when he needed to. Moving on to Perek Beis. Perek Beis Mishnah. Harabayis hayi chamish me'a sama al chamish me'a sama. The Harabayis measures 500 amos by 500 amos. Rubo min hadorum. It's mostly on the southern side of the mountain. The biggest space of the Harabayis, before you hit the actual Beis Hamikdash, the biggest open space of that 500 amos was south of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheni lo min hamizrach. The second biggest area was on the eastern side of the Beis Hamikdash. Shlishi lo min hatzafon. Third largest was the northern part. And miuto min hamarav. The smallest was on the western side. Makom shayarov midaso sham hayarov tashmisho. Obviously, whichever was the larger space, maybe not so obviously, that's where they did most of the things that needed to get done. So whatever, you know, whatever was needed for the Beis Hamikdash, they would do in that area. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the first parak, we said that how the keys to the Azara were in a secret tile that was on the floor, on the reverse side of the tile that had a handle, and the Kohen would pick it up, and he would lock the door at night, and there was a Levi on the outside, and then the Kohen would put the tile back down, and he would go to sleep on top of the tile. And we also discussed what would happen if a Kohen became Tamei at night, how he'd go out through a tunnel and go to the mikveh. And then we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that he would go dafka to the Tadi gate to come back in. And then in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said that the Harabayis was 500 amos by 500 amos. The largest open area was on the south, the second largest on the east, the third largest in the north, and the smallest was on the west. And the larger the area, the more they would do for the Harabayis in that area. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.